worries over food in China aren't just a concern for those in China. Chinese products are increasingly filling the shelves of American supermarkets. Mitch Lipka is editor with Consumer Chronicle and a consumer columnist with the Boston Globe and Reuters. Mitch, can Americans trust the products that come from China?
It's an entirely personal decision. You know, personally, I don't have trust in the food that comes from there, but it hasn't been a big problem in the U.S. market in terms of experiencing problems with Chinese food products.
What percentage of food products come from China right now into the United States? Can you break it down into a few kind of general groups, frozen foods, produce, that kind of thing?
There's been a big increase in the amount of frozen vegetables from China. It's about 7% of the overall fruit and vegetable market, but in 1999, it was like 2%. Where you really see the Chinese dominate is in things like frozen concentrates, specifically apple juice. So about 2/3 of all the apple juice bought on shelves in the U.S. originates with a Chinese concentrate.
And how did they get so powerful in terms of apple juice concentrate?
It comes down to price. They can produce this crystallized concoction cheaper than it can be made in the United States. So it's appealing to even the, you know, the very, you know, sort of American brand names like Mott's to use a Chinese concentrate as the base. So it's all about price.
And are there laws that dictate to U.S. food producers how they must present the sources of the product on the label? For example, I mean, how do we know that it's Chinese apples in that apple juice we buy at the store?
There are labeling laws. They tend to not really require anything that's incredibly obvious. If you go to the produce section of your grocery store, there is a much better chance you're going to be able to quickly identify the source of a product. It'll say your cantaloupe is from Ecuador, or your, you know, your peaches are from Mexico, or, you know,
right, they've got those little stickers on
the origin. So when it comes to the shelf products like apple juice, it could be a real challenge. You have to look on labels very closely. Sometimes it's hidden in the ripples of a plastic bottle. Mm. And also sometimes it's obscured by throwing a string of different countries in there. It might say, could be made from concentrate from the USA, Canada, Mexico, Turkey, and China. You know, it just means they've covered themselves. So it's not terribly obvious when you go to the store and look at some of these shelf-stable items where they're from.
So before that apple juice gets in those bottles, I mean, what kind of oversight is in place either here in the U.S. or in China to protect U.S. consumers from potentially bad foodstuffs?
There are inspections done there, and there are inspections done here, but you know, there's simply, it's impossible to inspect every single bottle of every single thing that comes. So things are done in batches. They're done at a factory level, and U.S. inspectors there, which been quite a few more of them there over the years because of the problems, but ultimately what they're really doing is trying to teach the people there to do inspections to bring up their products to U.S. standards. And, you know, in reality, things can slip through. Where you really count on the system working, and very much your trust is in your brand. So even though the brand is, you know, importing from China, you're counting on the fact that they're sticking their name on it, that they're going to take some responsibility for it. It's less the government inspector and more the company ensuring that they're putting a product to market that's safe.
Interestingly, if you look at two kind of relative boutique supermarkets in the U.S., Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, they take different approaches to Chinese-produced food. Trader Joe's does not stock Chinese food. Whole Foods does stock it, and they defend their choice, and they say it's actually beneficial. Briefly, how these two retailers end up with these two divergent approaches?
Well, there were several food scares a number of years ago where there was all the toddlers who died with the melamine in the milk, and also all the chickens being slaughtered over the bird flu, and it just got to the point where China and food had a kind of a rough association there. So what happened on this end is that Whole Foods specifically said, you know, we are very much on top of who we get our products from. We taste test them. We chemical test them. We know exactly what we're getting. We're good to go with it. Trader Joe's went exactly the opposite way. So we understand you don't like getting stuff from China. We're not going to sell it if we can avoid it.
And Mitch, again, personally, when you go to a supermarket and you look at all the choices, how much time are you spending looking at labels?
I look at the labels of things that I know have a chance to be imported from there. And sometimes the challenge of finding it on the label is part of the fun for me. But I've been surprised before. I mean, I have picked up like a bag of green beans, came home and saw made in China. With apple juice, it's, for years I've looked at the labels, and you know, I mean, apple pie and you know, America, you know, pretty synonymous, and it's just the idea that apples in the United States would have to be brought in from China just seems ludicrous.
Mitch Lipka is editor with Consumer Chronicle and a consumer columnist with the Boston Globe and Reuters. Mitch Lipka, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Issues of food safety have global ramifications, which got us wondering about the precautions you might take at the supermarket. Are there certain imported foods that you stay away from? Or maybe it's food from a specific country that sets off alarm bells for you. We want to know what influences your decisions at the store, produce or country of origin. Go to theworld.org and tell us.